So let's see if the magical Mr. C is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
I'm here.
You're there. Hey.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's see. What can we talk about here? The Yankees sent out a rookie pitcher last night that got bombed over the course of four innings. They lost. What else? That's about all I know. I'm sorry.
And they didn't score any runs, and I think they were no hit through five.
That I can't tell you because I was dozing in and out, and then I finally was just passed out and went to sleep.
Yeah, they were no hit through five innings, and there was a lefty throwing a lot of mixed stuff and had them bamboozled. I mean, but, you know, it's only one game. They've been playing well, so they just shrug that off and go on with it.
All right. What else do you want to talk about here?
San Jose beat Colorado last night in hockey, won the series 4-3. So, like I said yesterday, you got Boston playing Carolina tonight, starting their Stanley Cup Conference Final, and St. Louis will be taking on San Jose starting tomorrow. So, the beat goes on. They're halfway to the Stanley Cup.
This is so sure how grueling this is, ladies and gentlemen, when you just realize that we've been talking about the playoffs now and how it really is the most grueling sport
like
to become.
Second week of April.
Yeah. It's just the most grueling sport to become a champion in. It just
right.
Really is. Yeah.
I think you really have to earn it.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no if, ands, or buts about it. All right. What else? I'm trying to think what else is in sports. Not
the
really.
Bucks beat the Celtics last night by 25, winning that series 4-1. So they're in their conference final. Don't ask me who they're playing. I don't know. And Golden State won last night over Houston by 5. They lead their series 3-2.
That's a tough, a rough and tumble series.
Well, Milwaukee's going to play whoever wins the Houston Golden State series.
I can't believe you know this stuff. That's how slow it is in sports that Mike actually knows what's going on in the NBA.
Well, now there's only four teams left, so you can kind of pay attention to it.
All right.
All the others are just sideshow act because these are the three teams that you expected to be in the championship, and that's where it's heading.
All right. What else? I don't think if there's anything else. I don't think so.
Last night, you know what? I don't know who won that game. Let me see. Hold on a second. Who won that game? Boston. Sale finally pitched a good game last night, albeit against the Orioles.
2-1. All right.
And they wound up going into extra innings, and Boston beat Baltimore 2-1. So a nice win for the Red Sox. Sale doesn't get the decision, but he pitched well, and that's what the Red Sox need. The Yankees lost yesterday. The Mets lost to San Diego 3-2. The Mets continue not to be able to score runs. And the team that I think people have to wake up and watch, the Minnesota Twins beat Toronto 9-1. So beware of Minnesota this year. I'm standing pat with that. Houston, after losing to Kansas City the night before, destroyed them last night 9-0.
All right, and this is a nice story. That eighth grade football player who was inadvertently shot in a drive-by shooting that went wrong, and they shot the wrong person. Zeke Elliott's going to pay for all the funeral expenses and
nice gesture on his part.
It is, and here's the interesting thing. This happened in St. Louis. Zeke Elliott is from St. Louis. That's the great thing about it. It wasn't a publicity stunt for the Cowboys or anything like that. It was for the family. So that is a real. That's a real nice. You want to pass along good news when somebody in the NFL does something
well,
good.
Not good news. That's good deeds.
No, good deeds. But you want to pass that along with everything else that that goes on. So
now let's get on to the lighter side of sports.
All right.
Who are the Knicks going to pick when they don't get Zion Williamson when they lose the lottery?
Who knows?
I mean, that's all you hear now, how this is going to change the franchise. It's the Knicks, folks. They're not going to get the top pick. It's not going to happen. I don't care how many ping pong balls are stacked in their favor. They're not going to win it.
Yeah, I can't. They just don't have the luck. If
the Knicks.
If for some reason they get the first pick of the draft, We'll see what you do. Then something they could do, because they've got a lot of cap money now. But if they, it's the Knicks. You're right. They'll get like the third pick somehow.
And if they do get it and they pick him, probably both his sneakers will blow out and they'll hurt both knees somewhere.
That's right.
It's the Knicks.
They got to change ownership to change the curse.
They need to get the voodoo doctor with the chicken bones to take the hex off the place.
Something. It's absolutely amazing. It's just because I'm old enough to remember back to the Knicks under Red Holtzman, when they were terrible before Red Holtzman came, and he came in and made them a contending team year after year after year after year. So, you know,
they were contenders. They weren't good. They weren't good enough to win, but they there was a different mindset. Yeah. Basketball was different then. I mean, I watched some basketball, believe it or not, and man, with these 3-point shots, that's all they do is shoot threes. That's all they do. I mean, you can't watch it. It's boring. There's no passing. There's no movement. There's no nothing. It's dribble, 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 shoot a three. Dribble, 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 shoot a three. That's all they do. They need to put the three-point line back in about another 8 feet.
There used to be a pharmacy in Torrington, Connecticut, and it was run by a little guy who was just funny. My mother worked over in Torrington. She ran the card gallery. And he was a big Laker fan, and I was a big Knick fan back then. And when they would play, it would always come on at like 10 o'clock at night. And he lived in a place that couldn't get it. And if I turned the television antenna just right, we got a very snowy picture from New York on Channel 5. He would drive all the way over to my house, and we'd sit and we'd drink beers watching the Knicks play the Lakers. 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I remember those late games.
Yeah.
I wasn't old enough to drink beers, but I remember those late games.
10 o'clock.
Speaking of three-point line, can you imagine how many points that Oscar Robertson and Calvin Murphy would have if there was a three-point line?
Oh, it's crazy when you think about it. It's crazy.
I mean, they talk about how these guys, LeBron James and the other guy that played for the Lakers, Kobe Bryant, how many points they scored. Can you imagine how many points Calvin Murphy and Oscar Robertson would have?
Well,
they'd be light years ahead of these guys.
Just think what happened in the college ranks had it been around.
Now forget about college. Yeah. Just go to the pros.
Yeah.
Because the pro game is nothing but the three-point shot. The college game, they still play a little bit of basketball. But if Oscar Robertson and Calvin Murphy played with a three-point line, they'd probably have another 5,000 points.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I got to get out of the forecast there, Mr. Kazi.
All right, I'll see if I can scrounge up a few racing forms and pick a couple races this weekend.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Kazi with a check on sports. You're on Robin Hood Radio.